Right now, very excited to have the chairman of the Port Adelaide Football Club, David Kosh, on the show. Kosh, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you, gents.
G'day, mate.
Really sorry to see the result the other night, mate. I was watching in a pub in Sydney and I said to Jars earlier, I don't show empathy much at all, mate, but I feel very sad for your football club.
It was devastating.
Yeah,
I think cruel. As Kenny said, it's the most devastating loss that I think we've had since he and I have been at the club. So,
Gosh, can I ask, there's a massive storm around your comments post-game at a member function. Now, I only had the privilege of listening to all of that about half an hour ago, and I am sitting here wondering what all the fuss is about, because there was no sermon, there was no vitriol, it was about just recounting, as you rightly said in your speech. I always talk to the playing group after the game, told them what I thought, and you were recounting basically what you'd said to the boys, to those in that inner sanctum.
Exactly right. And look, it was the entire football group, the entire club was absolutely gutted by Saturday night. We were gutted because we'd lost it. We had lost an opportunity basically through our own mistakes. There were big moments. And Ken sort of was quite open after the game in the rooms when we were chatting. I only go to the last game of the year into the rooms after a game. I never go there because it's not my role. But to basically thank them for the efforts of the year and look forward to the next year. And they were hurting. We're all hurting. We're all devastated. And I said, look, I'm glad you're hurting. I'm glad you're devastated, because there are 60,000 members who are devastated as well. I am devastated. And if we weren't hurting, that's not what the Port Adelaide Football Club is about, because we've got to hurt, because we want players that their dream is to win a grand final. We don't want players who are just living their dream by playing AFL footy. We've got to have a team of players that just want to win grand finals. Our mission statement is to win premierships and make our community proud. It's as simple as that. And I was saying, I'm sorry. I'm glad we're all hurting, and we've got to learn from this. We've got to learn to take our opportunities and support Ken in those big moments where we didn't have the composure and the poise and we kicked 10-16. You can't win an elimination final kicking 10-16. And those big moments we let by because we didn't stick to the plan. And we've got to commit to following Ken and sticking with Ken's plan and be a team that only wants to win grand finals.
Koshy, I reckon one of the greatest hypocrisies of football these days is everybody wants honesty. Everybody wants inside access. All of a sudden, you get it. And I don't know whether you were aware you were being recorded when you were giving your speech and whether that would have made a difference.
No.
But I go, all of a sudden, you get that inside access, we get that rare access, you get the rawness of a loss, and then everybody jumps up and down and says he shouldn't be talking about that. I don't get it. I think it's hypocritical.
And I've spoken to you guys enough to know, and you guys would know, I'm one of the things I have wanted in my presidency of Port Adelaide, the chairmanship, is to be completely transparent. And I hate this thing in football clubs where you've got to be secretive, you know, to your members, you can't say that, and all that sort of stuff. Because I have a responsibility to players and members and corporate partners, a whole lot. And I'll be completely open at the start of the year where I got criticised because I said, hey, if we don't make finals, it'll be another failure for us. Now, I thought every football club at the start of the year would consider not making the finals a failure. That's what you're in football to do. And we at Ken and the boys are just as committed as I am to success. And the point was, we don't want players in our club who are not hurting at the moment.
So was that directed to the players that were there after the game that played Koshy, or some of the players that didn't participate on the night, that message that you sent out, that if you're not prepared to win a premiership, they should tell us and we'll trade them straight away?
Yeah, it was a mixture. of players who are there. And look, I couldn't be, and what isn't being reported is when I said I couldn't be prouder of what they've done this year. We've gone from, what, 10th or 11th to 5th. We had a patchy year. We brought in a new game plan. Yep. You know, overall, it's, and to go out in the first round, you would class that as a pass, nothing more than a pass. Yeah. It's not a credit. It's not a distinction.
No.
It's a pass. But we've had 2 years of failure, so we're moving in the right direction. And there's a belief, and these younger players are so committed, it's extraordinary. So we're lucky. We've developed a group of players who are committed to playing in grand finals. And I wanted to reinforce that. I said, if you're not hurting, well, you wouldn't be committed. And, you know, we wouldn't want you here.
Fair, cool. Last one, Koshin. We really appreciate your time. Kenny Hinckley, obviously, speculation is around in terms of the Gold Coast. You already hit that on the head. We know that one. But
he's under contract.
Exactly. I know. I don't know how that starts. keen to extend.
That's not like people saying you're going to Nova next year and you're under contract.
Well, we are under contract.
Depends how much they're offering, Koshy.
Oh, I'm on 10%, you realise.
Absolutely. I'll probably give you 15 if you can get me a real good deal. So, Kenny, though, looking to extend and sort of lock him away a little bit longer?
Absolutely. I've said quite openly that that my goal would be to make Ken a 10-year coach. That's my job as a chairman and a board, is to give him the resources to succeed. And he has quite rightly said for months, I don't want to even talk about it because it's a distraction to the job over summer. We'll talk about it privately and work out where we're going. And I'd love to see Ken around. And the development and professional development of Ken this year and that whole coaching staff has been fantastic to watch, because they're willing to try new things. They're studying what happens overseas. I love an elite environment with people who are always learning and have this mindset that says we will never know everything and we can always learn from other organisations and people. And that's the sort of culture that's in there, and they're thriving on it.
Mate, before I let you go, on the positive note, your Magpies got into the Sandford Grand Final yesterday. Right. You haven't won one since 1999, so big test in a couple of weeks' time.
No, it's going to be good in 2 weeks' time in Adelaide Oval. So, you know, we're really proud of what we are as a club and the role we play in South Australian footy. And, you know, we just want to be the best, which has always been the Port Adelaide way. It's been innovative. It's been open. It's been aggressive. That's what we've got to be. You've got to be ruthless to be elite. And that's what we are.
Well, Koshy, thank you so much for your time. You and I and Jars will talk privately over summer about whether we move radio stations.
Are we going?
I don't know what Koshy's got for us. He could have anything.
I'm ready, Koshy. I'll pack the bags.
Great to talk to you, Koshy. Right, thanks for taking the time.
Good to catch up.
Here is the president of the Port Adelaide Footy Club, David Koshy.